people sometimes work 2 and 3 jobs over 60 hours a week, not because they have to, but because of something they want or believe they need that will eventually perish. Yet many, if not all, of these same people aren't working at all for that which shall last forever. Hello again, and welcome to another edition of Fine Points. There is nothing wrong with working for perishable things, many of which are necessary for physical existence. The problem occurs when we work just for those things and ignore eternal things. On this Labor Day, we need to pause to re-examine what are we working for, which was the main point or idea from the message, eternal labor. Jesus told his followers that they were seeking him for perishable food, but they should work for food that doesn't perish, but produces eternal life. When asked what kind of food this is, Jesus replied, "It is the work of believing in him." God did not create man to die or experience death, but to dwell with him in eternity. Death came as a result of a choice we made and are still making to disobey God and pursue perishable things. As a result, we continue to work for things that will not last instead of things that are eternal. Jesus came to inform us that God has forgiven us and we can enter into the eternal relationship he created us to have through the work of believing in him. One reason many people don't engage in eternal labor is because they fail to grasp and understand the meaning of the eternal. Our finite, limited existence, where everything dies or fades, along with the troubles and trials that accompany this life, make it difficult for many to imagine or think about life or existence in any other way. But just take some time to look at the glory of a beautiful day and everything above and around you, not made with man's hands, and you will see only the smallest example or shadow of the eternal things God has prepared for you. These are the things, the unseen things, Jesus said we should be working for. Expending our limited time and energy for a new this or a new that, for this experience or that, on this person or that, are all temporary and will vanish and perish. God has given us the opportunity to work or labor for things which shall never perish or fade away. We can experience the unspeakable joy and glory of the eternal with him simply by believing the words and teaching of Jesus Christ and doing what he says. No one can deny you, me, or any person eternity because God has made faith the only thing a person has to have to receive it. Eternal labor is about hoping and reaching for everlasting things through faith in Jesus Christ. Be sure to catch our Sunday school preview that will be appearing later on this week on our Facebook page and mobile app. You can also enjoy the daily Sunday school readings anytime and anywhere at our website. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.